America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. It's great being here. It's actually 12:31 on August 26th, and we're speaking today from the home studio of the Alliance Legal Group. And so, Colleen, it's great to be on our new Be Live Zoom, actually Be Live feed. So, and it's great seeing you. So, for those folks that have never seen the voice behind the mask, there's Colleen.
I am here in the WPMH studio today, and yes, we're glad to have you joining us. You can join us by Facebook Live on the WPMH The Lighthouse Facebook page. You can also listen live to us on the stream, mylighthouseradio.com, in addition to 100.1, 96.9, and 1010. And yes, this is great. We're trying something new. So hope you enjoy it.
And the Alliance Legal Group, the studio that we're speaking at, is actually sponsoring this program. Colleen, you want to give that information for the folks that are watching?
Sure. Alliance Legal Group is right here in our Hampton Roads community, and you can visit them at any of their offices throughout Hampton Roads. You can go online to www.debtfreeva.com, and you can find out where they're located, what they have to offer. They, again, can do online consultations or bring you into the office and just talk to you about your financial needs as far as bankruptcy is concerned or other legal matters that you have.
And this is going to open up this new viewing portal and format. It's going to open up a lot of our ratings. Are going to go way up now that they see you on there.
Very funny, but yes.
And of course, we have Pastor Don in the studio as well. He won't be on today, but I think we could even have like multiple guests on this format.
We can. Correct? People call in. We just have to share a link and have them join in on the conversation. So this is great to be able to do that. We forgot That's to good. Mention people can call in as well. So if you'd like to call in and join in on the conversation, you don't have to be on video for that. It's 488-5299-757, 488-5299, and you can join in with us on the conversation that we're having.
And if for whatever reason you can't get on the conversation, you want to just talk to me directly, that I invite your comments. You can go to the Alliance Legal Group web chat page. The Alliance Legal Group has a little chat box that you can just go there and just say, I want to speak to Steve Taylor. And of course, during the program, it won't be available, but immediately after the program, they'll actually try to feed your phone call into me directly to either set up an appointment so that we can have more time to speak about, you know, your financial affairs or something about the program. And so we look forward to those sort of comments. Again, that's www.debtfreeva.com. That's how you get to our webpage. Again, that we do a lot of bankruptcies in Hampton Roads. That's probably, again, that on a monthly basis, we're one of the top, if not the top, filers in the area. And so we look forward to helping you. That's really what our desire is. And we got some wonderful attorneys that love the Lord and would love to help you as well. And so with all that being said, we have a little clip from Rand Paul, kind of gives the theme of what we're talking about today. So let's give this a shot and see how it works. This is just that Rand Paul, it's basically a about a 2-minute clip that he did a couple weeks back. And it kind of it says the maybe the sentiment of a lot of folks that we're hoping in America will recognize that we're at a critical stage in our country's history. And whether you like Rand Paul or not, or even the things that he stands for, that when the sentiment that he expresses is kind of what we want to convey. So here we go.
It's time for us to resist. They can't arrest all of us. They can't keep all of your kids home from school. We don't have to accept the mandates, lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and bureaucrats. Senator Paul made his comments again on Twitter. He criticizes President Joe Biden and Dr. Anthony Fauci. Paul also says he thinks school districts should keep students in person for learning.
And so, you know, that's the basic sentiment. It goes on for several minutes. You can go to several different, YouTube actually, you know, have a tendency of banning Senator Paul on a pretty regular basis. So whether or not you'll be able to find it on YouTube, but if you go to DuckDuckGo and look for Rumble or some of the other BitChute or some of the other video places that are less cancel culture, that you'll be able to find that. And basically that the what Rand Paul does, he calls on Americans to resist what's happening across the country. We're going to talk about those, the COVID-19 mandates and restrictions that are impinging upon our First Amendment rights of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to have the Fourth Amendment security in our persons. Senator Paul says, we're at a moment of truth and a crossroads. Will we allow these people to use fear and propaganda to do further harm to our society, economy, and children? Or will we stand together and say, absolutely not, not this time, I choose freedom? So what are your thoughts on that, Colleen?
Well, Steve, we actually have a phone call. Brian's on the line, and he was chatting with us online, too. He has some questions regarding the military and the required vaccines that they're saying about. He said he was talking to his pastor about religious exemptions, and he wanted to ask some questions. So I'm going to put him through, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right,
Brian, are you there?
Hey, Steve. Yes, it's Brian. I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, Brian. Sure can.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's good having you here. You were talking about the Pentagon orders, maybe the all active duty troops to submit to COVID-19 shots. That seems to be a hot topic. Tell me your thoughts. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've been looking in this for a long time because we knew it was going to eventually come down to this. And, as far as my union and everything like that, I'm not going to give out those kind of that information, just to protect myself a little bit, you know, how this kind of stuff goes. But, they put out today that, yeah, they're going to, effectively now require that we have up till the 15th of September to get the, what is called the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine. And, I think I'm not alone in this as far as many that are, really do not want to take this so-called vaccine that we really truly believe it's like gene therapy or where it just really alternates our DNA. And the reason I'm calling today is because I did contact Legal Alliance because I do watch your broadcast and I do tune into the radio. But pretty much it was for me to seek out my own legal counsel because there's so much of a flow, not hitting down on Legal Alliance at all. But since I have you on the radio, maybe this is an opportunity to like do a question answer. Maybe you can just point me a little bit the right direction. Because I have reached out to my pastor about this, and he's just unsure exactly how to word everything, something like that, or how the format supposed to as far as this religious exemption.
Brian, let me jump in a little bit. You know, it's amazing how the body works because actually I got Pastor Chaplain Don sitting next to me, and you know, we were praying this morning. The same sort of subjects came up, and you know, I think so. Let's maybe unpack it a little bit so that the listening audience has a better idea of what's going on. First of all, the thing that you just discussed today, especially this being a military town, today that the Pentagon ordered all active duty troops to immediately submit to the COVID-19 jab, and like you said, that there's many folks that. Right science, wrong science, but believe that this isn't, and again, you can look online and good folks will disagree that a lot of folks think this isn't the science would show to them that this isn't a vaccine, this is gene therapy, and that there's potential things that would happen to our DNA that they just don't want to happen, that they want to be secure in their body and that they're concerned about what they're listening to, and it's just not right for them. And that alone is not enough to rise to a religious exemption. Just not wanting to take the vaccine because you don't think that it's good for you, if in fact that, you know, potentially that the government thought it was good for you. So the question is, and there's a website that I would just ask you to and other folks to go to, and that's the Alliance Defending Freedom. And they kind of break out the general thought that we're an attorney, an allied attorney with those folks, and we defend Christian rights, have been doing it for 20-so years, filing lawsuits on behalf of Jesus and First Amendment fundamental faith beliefs at no charge to help folks out. And that you have to have something more than just a dislike for the protocol that's being ordered for you to do in order to have a what's called a religious exemption. And what, again, what the order, the Pentagon order, requires, it says, you know, I'm just reading from LifeSite, which is a really good website that that we regularly get articles from. It says Marines who decline to the vaccine, it says, risk losing their pensions and their benefits, forced separation, or even court-martial potentially, and court proceedings for thousands of tens of thousands of service members, you know, this affects. And so the memorandum released today says the Secretary of Defense says that all military departments to immediately begin full vaccination. And again, a lot of people don't think these are really vaccines. They think it's, as you indicated, gene therapy, of all members of the armed forces, and impose ambitious timelines for the implementation. It goes on further to say that, you know, this came right after, you know, the Pfizer, you know, they said the, they call it the FDA approval, but there's some real questions about whether they really approved the Pfizer for just extended, you know, emergency use, or whether or not they, so that's a whole different question. But, you know, the vaccine and the resistance of the military, especially in this area and among Christians, remains very strong. And just like yourself. And so that the question is that Brian's, and again, just go over some of the numbers. The Navy is 73% fully vaccinated. The Air Force, including the Space Force, is 57% fully vaccinated. And the Marines, 53%. Brian, what branch of the military are you in?
I
don't want to put you in the spot if you don't want to tell us.
I appreciate it. I would like to keep that one confidential because
I completely understand. Trust me, this is, you know, what's amazing is in America, there's this fear of reprisal, this fear of condemnation.
Absolutely.
Especially in the military. You know, this article says that draconian measures, Marines, talking about Marines specifically, who declined the vaccine risk, losing the pensions and other benefits, forced separation, court-martial. You know, these are very, very serious consequences. And so jumping to religious exemptions are that we have attorneys across the country that are putting together lawsuits and developing theories. But the first theory that comes to mind is, you know, for myself, it's a right of conscience, you know, that right or wrong, that it's even scary to say whether or not you've been, you know, whether you've had the jab, because then you're written down as being that person. But that if you do not believe that basically that this is something that God would have you to do, you know, that potentially it could alter your blueprint, your chemical makeup. It's a faith belief that right or wrong, that I believe that that's going to be the one of the bedrock sort of principles that we don't want to do. That, you know, that you can change a lot of things about me. You can change my job. You can take away my a lot of different things. But when it comes to changing the essence of who I am, that's a line I don't want to cross and a hill that I'm willing to die on.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's like my complete conviction is, you know, is altering of who God has made me and then into something that, you know, that I don't know what it would be. But I'm not talking about like some crazy mutation, like I'll turn into some Ninja Turtle or anything like that. I know some people probably are listening maybe that don't quite agree with this, think this is, you know, they're pretty far-fetched saying all these kind of things, but like it's just, you know, over time, I mean, we don't know what's really going to happen. Let's say if you do take the jab, right, and then what's going to, you know, alter your body and everything like that, and how is that going to be long term, like for, you know, future generations and everything like that.
So, for me, this really came up the other day that I had a phone call on our chat box, and it came through. It was actually a lady from Iowa, and she had the same concern. She said, you know, she was crying on the phone, and she says that, yeah, you know, this is a hill that I'm not going to, she worked for an employer that was going to require the gene therapy, the jab, the, if you want to call it a vaccine. And the reason she didn't want to do it, she says, I believe that I have some things that are inviolable, and one of those things is my DNA, and I don't trust these guys, what they're doing, and I just don't know. Not, I don't just trust the science behind it, you know, as far as what they're saying is going to work and whether or not ivermectin would be better, which all those things are, I think, you know, viable sort of arguments. She's concerned that basically that she's been entrusted her DNA to keep that sacred, and that just as a man wouldn't want to violate his the God-given gender that he had, she doesn't want to violate her DNA that she's been given. And so for her, that she says, I'll do anything that I need to do, quit my job, do whatever I have to do to keep my DNA in viable. And so that's what she was calling on. And so, you know, that, you know, it was at that point I said, she was sincere as you're being sincere. It wasn't just people saying that I want to, you know, I think that the science is better for believing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine is better than the vaccine, mm-hmm. and the vaccine is not safe. What she was saying was that God's entrusted me with a blueprint of who I am and who we are supposed to be as people, and I am not going to sacrifice that for whatever they say that they want to do in order to get me the freedom they want to give me.
Yeah.
Is that what I hear you say? I mean, is that, I don't know if I'm expressing today, but is that what I hear you saying?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I've been looking into this ever since New York started doing these mandates and everything like that. And, you know, it's just one thing, and you just kind of like, as military, we're told to forecast and try to plan ahead and everything like that, right? Be one step ahead of the enemy. I hate to say it, like, that's exactly what this is. But, you know, being one step ahead, and here we are at this point, you know, I've been looking into this and everything like that, and I've been praying about it and thinking about it, and just like, the more that I have, this is my personal conviction. It may not work for everybody, but for my personal conviction is the more that I've thought about this, and the more knowledge that I've had about all this, is clear evidence that for me not to take this gene therapy at all.
That's your conviction. You know, that's what your conscience tells you. You've made a decision. You've prayed about it. And right or wrong, you could be wrong on science. I could be wrong on science. They could be wrong on science. I don't know. But that's where we're at in our belief system. And so for them to then say, well, violate your beliefs, you know, Pastor Don and I were talking about it this morning, you know, it's not unsimilar to somebody saying, well, I believe that peyote is, you know, you have these Indian folks that had a Supreme Court case that believe that peyote was necessary for them to have their religious worship. Now, you know, a lot of folks would say, you're crazy. I think you're just, you know, nuts. But they believe that they couldn't have religious services without being able to experience this euphoric sort of thing with the peyote. And to them, that to not do this regimen of drug-induced hallucination would violate, and the Supreme Court said, "Yeah, we agree with you." You know, there was a right of conscience. They had a their religious firmly held religious beliefs said that if they couldn't do this particular thing, then they would be violating their belief system, right or wrong. And so, I think that's the direction that I'm looking at right now. That it's a right of conscience, just like if you're a pharmacist, and that you believe that dispensing abortifacient drugs, you know, that would kill mm-hmm. babies, violate your conscience. They shouldn't make you do that. That's a right of conscience. You can't do that, even though that they say, oh no, babies don't exist until they're physically born. They don't, you know, they're not human beings, you know, at conception. You say, no, but God tells me they are, and I can't do this. The same thing goes with if you believe that your DNA is going to be altered in some way, that and God's entrusted you with that, and that just for this, you know, and again, that, you know, most folks that have kind of gone down this trail, as I'm sure that you've thought, say, well, this is just, you know, just a precursor to down the road. They're going to want us to violate much more when we have, you know, the mark. Now, this isn't the mark, of course, but there's going to come a point in time when there's going to be a choice people have to make about, you know, how far that they're willing to go. And that because the right of conscience, I'm not saying this vaccine or gene therapy, whatever it is, has anything to do with that, but that there's a point where you say that I'm going as a right of conscience, not, I don't think God wants me to go this far. I don't think God wants me to do this, and I'm not going to do this. And right. I think that's where a lot of people are at right now with this, with the Pfizer and the Moderna and the mRNA vaccines. So let me ask you this, Brian, what are your plans? What are you going to do?
Well, so I've been thinking a lot. I've been serving. I'm on my 15 year mark, so I got a lot of time in. I've seen a lot in my time. So I've been in for a long time, and yeah, I've grandfathered into the pension plan and a whole bunch of, you know, other stuff, and so I have a lot. I mean, of course, I've went into looking exactly what's the process and everything like that. I have to get my documents together, have appointments scheduled with a chaplain. Military chaplain, and then everything gets sent up, and then it will be approved. It takes about 9 months to process everything. If my request for religious exemption gets denied, then I have 5 days to appeal. And if it gets denied again, then I have to either take the jab or get out. Of course, there will be some type of pay, and it depends on, you know, the number of years I've had and stuff like that. Be honorable but administratively separated. That looks like who's that's what the plan is.
Brian, who's preparing you haven't filed your request for a religious exemption yet. Who's doing that for you?
Well, so I have a few pastors. I'm part of a few different churches, and what I mean by that is I've been partnered with them over the last few years, and there's one primary church that I go to, and I've spoken with the pastor there at the church. He would prepare everything for me, like as far as, you know,
before I do that, Brian, answer is that, you know, I would check with, you know, I'm affiliated or participating attorney with a number of different, give me a call maybe I can direct you to some, Christian Rights Ministries is in faith-based, but like Liberty Counsel, you know, with Matt Staver's group, I know that they're working on some lawsuits right now. That Alliance Defending Freedom, I don't know what they're doing, but that they're the nation's biggest, and they have a great website to kind of get the big picture sort of look at what's going on with vaccines, that there's a good chance that they're working on something. Rutherford Institute, even though that from a Christian a religious exemption standpoint that they're not a ministry, you know, John Whitehead does a wonderful job in defending First Amendment religious beliefs. So, you know, that it's a big deal. And so that you're probably right that they're not going to depend upon, I think all the armed services aren't going to particularly be willing to maybe grant these religious exemptions that I think that from a standpoint of before you submit that I'd love to hear what your pastor says as far as what the basis. I think that the body is being called right now to really start looking at, you know, what the basis. You know, why are we objecting? That's the Pastor Don Mills, who's with me today. We were talking about that today. We don't want a spurious sort of argument. You know, if this is a real faith-based conviction, then let's figure out what it is. You know, why are we being led to be so so firm on this conviction? Is it a personal belief, or is it a truly faith-based conviction?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what, you know, this is a completely new area that we've jumped into, most of us. We've never had this kind of, you know, there is certainly a lot of First Amendment freedoms at stake from a constitutional standpoint, other than religious freedom. But that I think it impinges, I really sense that in my spirit, that it impinges upon who I am, you know, what God gave me, and that what I'm supposed to hold inviolable.
Right.
Brian, I'm going to have to let you go. Any last thoughts before I get back to Colleen?
Well, wonderful comments. Thank you for having me on here. One thing I'll say before I get off air is, so when I did speak with a few people in the Navy, like Navy legal and everything like that, is like, and I don't know if this is to encourage people, but I'm not trying to sway people what decision they should make, because that's their personal conviction, you know. But if you are an active service member or even reserves or whatever, like, they're not going to be kicking out 40 or 50% of the military if we have all these people, you know, putting up these exemptions and everything like that. So, you know, this is something, you know, if you truly believe, you know, in your conscience and, you know, having a spiritual conviction, I would say, and, you know, to follow that and trust in the Lord with whatever, you know, you were given.
So, thank you, Brian. Wonderful having you. Please tune back in again and some more comments. You know, that's what Rand Paul was saying, Colleen, is that they can't send every kid home. They can't, every employer can't send every employee home. They can't turn away every person wanting to buy in their place of business. That they can't let 50% of the military go. But there has to be some pushback. There has to be some resistance.
And it's not like people are trying to be difficult just to be difficult. You know, like you said, it goes back to, it's a firmly held personal belief, religious belief, whatever it is, that they feel strongly about it. And so, you know, we have independent thought, and people need to be aware of that and not necessarily be swayed. You know, it's like, it just depends on what it is and what people feel. But yeah, they're not going to let everybody go. They just can't possibly do that.
Would you like to make a comment? Yeah, Don's going to make a comment here. Just I'd like to
wrap us up.
Here we go.
Well, I think it boils down to conscience. I really do. We've got so many issues now where people's consciences are being called. They're called upon to violate their consciences. You know, Jack Phillips, the Colorado cake baker, people who make floral arrangements for weddings, people who design art and graphics for weddings, people who teach in the public school and are told to go against what their conscience tells them or get punished. So it really does, all of this, all I think, ties together. And so if people can be victorious in protecting their right of conscience in regards to this, that would certainly help, I think, the other areas where conscience is being challenged.
You know, and I see we're down to less than 2 minutes. You know, that 10 years ago, or more than that, now that I think about it, that back when the first Massachusetts case for the same-sex marriage was being passed at a state level, I was at a ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom conference. And then within a year, they said, listen, you think this is mind-blowing, earth-shattering, life-changing now, they said, listen, the right of conscience will blow this away, that people will be made to do what they will not want to do in violation of who they believe they are and what God has told them. And that will be the forefront. That will be the battlefield in the days and months and years to come. And we're here now. It's really a battle of conscience. It's about the government's will over an individual's will, whether it be secular or even more critically as far as the Faith and Freedom Network, a faith-based issue. So with that all being said, we're going to have to sign off because it's about 12:59. Last words, Colleen, before I sign off.
No, that's great. I appreciate the conversation. It was great to have a caller come in off of the Facebook, and we're trying this out with the video. Hopefully other people will share it as well. If you have questions or comments, please reach out to us.
Father, just bless Brian, bless our military, those folks that are giving the ultimate, offering the ultimate devotion for our freedom. Help them, Lord, in this time of trial. Help us as Americans in this time of trial. Help Christians in this time of trial. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Have a great day. See you on Tuesday.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.